It is the Khartoum-based Arabic daily newspaper, the Sudani and Akhar Lahza, that were alleging that the president was dead, which is wild, ridiculous, and even repugnant to the national justice. So it was a mere wishful thinking against the life of the president, Salva Kiir Mayardit. The president is alive, the president is healthy, and has no any complaints of any disease whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, at around 6 o'clock, after the president stayed in the office for more than 9 hours, from 9 to 6, he went into another meeting. He shared the meeting, the extraordinary joint consultative meeting between the political bureau, the secretariat of the SPLM, and other political parties, in order to consult with them on the proposed IGAD peace proposal. Mm-hmm. In regard to power sharing in South Sudan, which the president has wanted to discuss with the political leaders of this country before he traveled to South Africa to attend the AU summit. So it was until 12 midnight yesterday that the president was even still sharing the meeting, and has shared the meeting up to that time. And even this morning, majority of us who worked with him, we went to him in his office, in the house. So this is a wild rumor, and it's repugnant to the national justice.
You said in the house, it's not supposed to be in the office?
No. The house has office.
Okay.
All right. There is an office in the house. Okay. And it was inaugurated officially here by the government.
Now, the AU Heads of State Summit in South Africa on Monday, and we hear that also the leader of the opposition, Riek Machar, is also invited to attend this meeting. But, of course, he's not the head of state. So how your reaction to this?
In actual fact, we have not been informed about the invitation given to Riek Machar to attend the AU summit in South Africa. This is for head of state. There's no space for a rebel leader to attend it. So we have not been informed about that.
Can you update us about the IGAD peace consultation that took place this week, actually, in Addis Ababa?
Well, it is not agreed. This is what called IGAD Plus partnership to conclude the South Sudan peace process. That's the proposal in which they have produced the synopsis, okay, and they have provided the two negotiating leaders with the synopsis of their proposals in regard to power sharing and how the IGAD Plus partnership framework can be launched. So one of the contentious issues is the issue of power sharing, which they have proposed that the government should have 53% and the rebel with 33%, and the rest of 14 will be given to other political parties, of which the government has reservation on this. The other contentious issues is the issue of three states of Upper Nile, Jonglei, and Unity, of which the IGAD wanted the SPLAIO to have 53% in those areas, which we have seen as government as an attempt to divide South Sudan, because those rebels don't control those areas. They have not come up with a proposal to divide the country. So why would IGAD wanted them to have 53% three states?
So you already, there's a consultation, but it appears that there is already reservations, as you mentioned. But we heard that on the media reports that government has agreed on this formula of 53.
No. The government has not agreed on this. This is nonsensical. Whoever took that decision on behalf of the government should take the responsibility. The government did not agree. I was attending the meeting yesterday, the extraordinary meeting. I was there, and I didn't hear anybody saying that we adopt this. And the document was presented as leave it or take it, and we will leave it. We will not take it.
So, okay, can you tell us when will the talks begin?
No timetable that has been given yet.
And we also hear about the move of the talks to Johannesburg. Is this something also discussed during the consultations?
No, it has not yet come up either. This is still a proposal. Yeah, if it is moved to South Africa, then we have no problem with South Africa. South Africa and Tanzania were the one negotiating on inter-party dialogue in Arusha, and the agreement was signed under their auspices. If the talk is moved to South Africa, the Arusha document will provide the complementary roadmap to peace.
Aten, you said that the proposal which you make, you said it is take or leave, and you said the government is going to leave it. Are there no any proposal the government makes so that also you can...
Well, the government does not negotiate to itself. the government react to the proposal that is brought by the IGAD.
Of course, but you can have also your proposal to the mediators themselves on how
no,
you
we
think.
Have been
because this
is we have been given proposal. Last time we said we need the Dubai president of equal status. The IGAD did not agree to it. What is supposed to happen is that we are a sovereign country. If you are a sovereign state, nobody can give us something and say leave it or you'll take it. Okay? A reasonable proposal should come from IGAD if they are seeking to bring genuine peace to people of South Sudan.
What do you think about this peace process? Is it something that may resume soon?
Which one?
This one that you went for consultations.
Well, in this recent African Union summit, it is supposed that, you know, it is supposed for the IGAD Plus partnership, you know, to be, peace process to be launched during the session. Because Haile Mariam Desalegn, the Ethiopian Prime Minister, will be presenting the document in that summit. And so if it is launched, then it will be called IGAD Plus. They will work out the mechanism, work out the, the basis upon which the negotiation should start to take place.
You rejected everything, or are there any specific things that you are reserved about, or for instance, the power sharing and the inclusion of the Trioka as active in the mediation process? Or you rejected everything?
You know,
we're
not rejecting things. You know, we are looking for genuine peace. South Sudan is a country. And anyone who is trying to mediate peace for people of South Sudan should understand the root cause of the situation is instead of just rushing and try to impose a solution, we cannot be sustainable.